You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon with Tony at home. Me on the road. I feel like nobody ever uses our studio anymore.
Oh, really? More room for Phil and Frank. Ooh. Me, my Emmy Awards, ooh, my Michael Wilbon, yeah, bobblehead.
That's a lot of room. I didn't mean to call you a nobody, Frank. Sorry about that. Yeah. Didn't mean to intimate that.
Wait till you get back to D.C. in another month. We'll have a discussion.
Welcome to PTI. Tony bailed on you people, so here to pick up his slack is our great friend, Mr. Frank Isola.
What are they doing here?
Leisure Friday. Let's start with tonight's two NBA play-in games. Jimmy Butler is out with an MCL injury as the Heat host the Bulls. And Zion will not play for the Pelicans as they host the Kings. Frank, which two teams do you expect to get through to the main draw?
I think it better be the two road teams, but in the case of the Pelicans, they better win at home. Think about this, Mike. On Sunday, they had a chance to be the sixth seed, lost that game. Tuesday night, a chance to be the seventh seed, lost that game at home to the same team, the Lakers. Now tonight, your third chance against the Sacramento Kings to be the eighth seed. Are you really going to lose another game? And by the way, they're 5-0 against Sacramento. And that includes a game that Zion didn't play in, and they won the game by 33 points. I think it'll be a lot tighter, because here's my issue. You look at Brandon Ingram, what he sit the last 7.5 minutes of the game. He's struggling just coming back from injury. So I don't see it with the Pelicans. I'm saying they need to win. As for Miami, is it really going to matter? Boston is so good right now. And if Jimmy Butler's limited, even if they get out of this game, they're not going to be going anywhere. So I give Chicago a really good chance, especially with the way Coby White played the other night.
You know, Frank, I was sort of preparing to, as up and down as the Bulls are and as sometimes frustrating as they are, I think I was going to pick them to beat Miami anyway. I mean, Miami needed a 15-1 run to close out last year's play-in game in Miami just to get into the main draw. And so Coby White's a much better player now than he was last year, as evidenced in part by that 42-point explosion the other night to beat Atlanta. And DeMar DeRozan is playing at a pretty high level. The Bulls, they started the season 5-14, but ended it 38-33. Yeah. So they were not a bad team to end the season or to go through, you know, three quarters of the season. So, yeah, without Jimmy Butler, I don't know. And I realize Miami still, there's going to be a certain toughness mentally and physically that they're going to play with at home for Eric Spoelstra. And, you know, it wouldn't shock me at all to see Miami win that game at home. They're no match anymore for Boston without Jimmy Butler. It's just sad Jimmy Butler's not out there. I hate seeing that.
I know.
But the other game I'm more confused by, Frank, I mean, Sacramento, I know they're unlikely to get that kind of explosion from Keegan Murray again, and they're still missing Malik Monk, and they don't have Herter, and they're thin in those ways. And when you have to go on the road and play, those things come into question more than playing at home, which they did against Golden State. I think I'm going to take New Orleans, and I think, though, I know it depends on Brandon Ingram. If Brandon Ingram looks like he's injured and not particularly there and is benched for the fourth quarter, then no, Sacramento will advance. But if Brandon Ingram can be the player we saw in important games for 2 or 3 years where he can put up 35, New Orleans ought to win that game.
You know, Miami is 13-9 this season in games that Jimmy Butler doesn't
without
play.
Without Butler.
But you could see the other night, clearly something was off because they were just getting the ball to Tyler Hero. And how about late in the game? Tyler Hero has the backcourt violation, and then the ensuing possession by Philly. That was the great pass from Embiid to Kelly Oubre. You know, Jimmy Butler's getting beat to the spot right underneath the basket. Then he fouls Kelly Oubre. So you knew something was wrong with Jimmy Butler. The Miami team that went to the finals last year was better. Remember, they had Gabe Vincent. They had Max Strus. It was just a better team. And the guy they didn't have was Tyler Hero. I actually think that sometimes they play better without him. It's too bad for Jimmy Butler, who, remember, he kind of uses the regular season to get ready for these games. He calls himself playoff Jimmy. So even if Miami wins tonight, come on, Mike. How are they going to do in games 1 and 2 up in Boston without Jimmy Butler? I don't see it happen. All right, let's move on. The actual NBA playoffs start tomorrow night with 8 game ones throughout the weekend. Mike, are you locking in the Celtics to win the East? And which team is most likely to win in the stacked West?
Yes, the Celtics are locked in to win the East. I mean, they get the Bulls, it looks like, I think, in the first round. Even if they get a Jimmy Butler-less Miami, they're going to cruise through that. And I don't know who can prepare the Celtics for any real – I mean, you know, if they play the Knicks, that should be a tough series. But, you know, the Celtics are going to be heavily favored and should be in all three series to get to the finals, period, Frank. Now, we know the West. The whole NBA season has been about the Western Conference.
Yep.
Since Milwaukee and Philadelphia have been either disappointing or physically challenged. The West, man, I mean, look, I don't expect the Lakers to get rolled in this first round by Denver. I expect the Lakers to put up. I mean, LeBron James tells us he's the GOAT, then be the GOAT.
Yeah.
And LeBron James is the best at diagnosing what his team needs in the moment, whether it's a series, a game, a half, a quarter, or a possession. So do it. You got Anthony Davis. Listen, Joker's still playing with no all-star. He's never played with one. LeBron James is playing with a guy who's going to make all-league this season, and Anthony Davis. Then do it. Don't tell me. Show me. Don't get swept. Make this a real series. I do believe the Lakers will do that. I do believe LeBron will be great, and they will make this a 6 or 7-game
wow.
series. That's what I believe. Am I picking them to beat Denver? By no chance am I doing that, Frank.
They never beat them.
But they haven't. 0-8.
That's right.
But I think they'll make this a series. I think this appeals to all the greatness in LeBron to say, really? Really? You guys expecting me to get swept? Not going to happen. But then the next team they get either Dallas or the Clippers. I'm talking about, again, Denver. And then they could get Minnesota or Phoenix. Either way, they're going through a murderer's row in the West while Boston is going, in the East. But I expect those two to get there.
You know, it's funny. To me, the other team in L.A., the Clippers, you know, Kawhi missed the final 3 weeks of the season. They say he still has inflammation. And you look at the way that Dallas has played. And Kyrie Irving talked yesterday. I think he's a little upset that he didn't get a nod to make the Olympic team. I think, you know, he's talking about how he's kind of been a running joke the last few years. And that's nobody's fault but Kyrie Irving.
But his.
But that they made a couple of big-time moves at the deadline. Gafford has worked out. Daniel Gafford.
Yes.
P.J. Washington has
Good
worked
moves.
Out. If Dallas can get past the Clippers, remember now, they're in the side of the bracket with the Oklahoma City winner, or I should say Oklahoma City, New Orleans, or Sacramento. Dallas has a pretty good path here to get to Western
they
Conference
do.
Final. While you mentioned it's the Lakers, the Nuggets, you have Minnesota, and also Phoenix on the same side of the bracket. That is not going to be easy. The team that comes out of that is going to be pretty battle-tested.
Could be worn out. Yeah.
I'm telling you, Dallas, the way that Lucas put up numbers, I don't think Lucas is going to win MVP. He's going to get a ton of MVP votes. He's been great, but I got to give it to Kyrie Irving because Kyrie Irving in Brooklyn, all we ever did was shake our head at the way that the things that he was saying, that he was missing games.
Good.
His
He's
play
really
was kind
good.
Of up and down. I understand he only played about 58 games this year, but Mike, that combination has worked out well, and those two guys get along really well off and on the court.
Frank, real quickly to cap that, Jason Kidd has done one hell of a job. This team was 9-18 last year after the deal to bring Kyrie
That's right.
in. 9-18. All right, they got off to a start that was like, Jason Kidd has been able to get the best out of some flawed superstars. Stars. Goodness, Luka at his best is just amazing. Let's see, because that you're right about the Dallas Mavericks and what they could be up for if those two guys are on. The Stanley Cup playoffs also begin tomorrow. The Rangers put up the most points in the regular season, but no President's Trophy winning team has even made the final since the league shifted to the wild card format 10 years ago. Frank, which team winning would be the best storyline to you?
Hey, everyone loves talking about that President's Trophy curse that you have. It's 37 President's Trophy winners. Only 11 have made it to the Stanley Cup final. Only 3 of them have won, but one of them is the New York Rangers, Mark Messier lifting the cup back in 1994.
94.
So, yes, that would be a good story, but I know you're going to start rolling your eyes when I mention New York. How about Boston? They could kind of do what Virginia basketball did a few years ago. When they finish with the best, the most wins, most points in NHL history, then they get knocked out last year by the Panthers, who pulled their goalie in Game 7 down a goal to force overtime. Next thing you know, the Bruins are out. But the team to look out for, the Edmonton Oilers, Connor McDavid, great player. And if they don't make it maybe to a Stanley Cup final, Leon Draisaitl, there's a chance, and he is probably the most underrated player in the sport. He's going to be a free agent. he could be gone. So a lot of pressure on Edmonton, but they got a great team with a couple of unbelievable players.
Listen, Frank, I'm going to pick up where you left off there and say the storyline to me, and this will not make, you know, the executives at, you know, ESPN or Turner happy about me saying this, is Toronto-Edmonton. That's the final I want to see. I've been rooting for that for a couple of years because you want to see McDavid anyway. And why wouldn't you want to see Austin Matthews? And why Toronto, which, I mean, has this incredibly rabid fan base turned, like, depressed over the last at least 10 years, it seems to me, having spent some time in Toronto and observed it. Listen, they haven't won since 1967.
Crazy.
Austin Matthews is only the third MVP the franchise has had, and the other two were in the 40s and 50s. Why wouldn't anybody want to see Matthews and McDavid go at it in a Stanley Cup final? That's certainly what I want to see, and I don't care about New York and Boston, and I obviously Boston is squarely in Toronto's way to start these playoffs, and they've, you know, crushed their hearts and their wishes and their fan base before. But that's Toronto versus Edmonton is what I am really looking forward to seeing, and I hope we can.
You know, it's funny. Toronto and Boston. Boston, over the last 11 postseasons, has knocked out Toronto in 3 game 7. So they know heartbreak. But here's what's amazing, too. We haven't had a Canadian team win the Stanley Cup since 1993. It's been a minute, as the kids like to say.
That's too long, man.
Yep.
Let's take a break. We're coming up. Nelly Korda moves closer to history.
Speaking of old and hockey, and Jaromir Jagr makes a little history of his own.
Yeah, that's old. That's old.
Still going strong.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Time to fill in some blanks with Fill In Frank. What's first?
Nelly Korda winning a fifth straight tournament would be blank.
Wow, Nelly Korda, man. She is just tearing it up, Frank. If she wins a fifth straight tournament, it's Hall of Famish.
Yeah.
That's my word. Hall of Famish, because that would tie the mark that Nancy Lopez had in 1978 and Annika Sorenstam in 04-05. Come on. You and Nancy Lopez and Annika Sorenstam. That's the epitome of Hall of Famers in the sport. And so, and Nelly Korda is so important to golf.
Yes.
All of golf right now is not just the way she plays and the way she wins these tournaments and she'd have a chance to go for number 6 next week, but also the way she's involved in the game of golf and growing it and diversifying it. She is a critical figure in golf worldwide and easy to root for. Yeah. Hall of Famish.
Yeah, she definitely has a chance to be a transcendent star, and that's why the word is major. Because if she wins this weekend, that'll be her second major. And as you know, Mike, we judge all the great ones, not just by how many tournaments they win, but by how many majors they win. And think about this. Last year, she didn't even get a win in 2023. This year, she wins her first tournament that she enters. Then she takes off about 7 weeks when the tour went over to Asia. And here she is doing it. It's incredible the way that she's performing. You know, you mentioned those names, Lopez, Annika Sorensen. You know, those are like legendary players. But again, she could do for the men's game. Will it be as big as what Tiger did for the men's game? I'm not so sure about that. But she really has a chance to kind of move the needle, maybe in a way that Caitlin Clark did for women's college basketball. Maybe it could be the same thing.
No, she is a big star worthy of all the attention. And when you win like this, you know, every week to week and majors,
yep,
that's you. You're in Hall of Fame company. What's next?
Jaromir Jagr's new record as the oldest person to play professional hockey is blank.
So, you know, Jagr has played now at 52 years and 62 days, Frank,
yep.
Jaromir Jagr. He just plays on forever. I mean, when you're almost 10 years beyond Tom Brady, now, I'm not going to suggest it's at that level because Brady won a Super Bowl and an MVP of a Super Bowl, so that sort of sense. But it's still like 9-plus years beyond that. It's like, you know, whatever, 13 years beyond LeBron. When you're out there just playing at all, I'm going to call it Howish, as in Gordie Howe, who was 52 years and 11 days.
That's right.
The difference is Gordie Howe, who did this for Hartford when they first joined,
yeah,
when they first got over and went from WHA to NHL, Gordie Howe was 52 years old and 11 days. But, you know, nobody's with Gordie Howe. We're not going to put Jagr as great as he was with Howe. But it's Howe-ish.
Yeah. I'm going to say it's unbreakable.
Howe light.
52 years, 62 days. That's how old he is. And he beat him by, what, 51 days here? You know, the thing about Jaromir Jagr, he has the blueprint, Mike, because what you forgot to mention about this, he owns the team in Czechoslovakia that he's
yes,
playing for. So guess what he did in the middle of the season? He took some time off.
Czech Republic.
He went to
Czech Republic.
He then went, he took time off. He went to Pittsburgh to get his number retired. So
yeah,
here's a guy
cool
whose number beat him to retirement. He's out
how
of retirement.
Great is that?
Then he goes back, and now he's able to play. Why? Because you're the owner of the team. So all these NHL players that might think that maybe one day, you know, all these guys keep themselves in great shape, you're going to need to maybe own the team to be able to do it the way Jaromir Jagr does.
Well,
it. Because they're not sending him
guy,
out. They're letting him play.
There's one other old guy out there who came back to put up some number, just crazily involved in baseball for a few at-bats. I know it was ceremonial and kind of, you know, marketing-like. Minnie Minoso. Let's not forget the great Minnie Minoso, who would come back and play for the White Sox in his 50s wearing those ugly hot pants uniforms on the South Side. That is the final word. Let's take one last break. But still to come, a freshman star says bye-bye
and we have
UConn.
And we have an El Clasico on Sunday. Mike thinks that's somebody who Boston's playing. We're talking about a soccer game
I like
in
it
Spain.
When they have it in L.A. and they call it El Trafico.
That is a good name.
When they have LAFC versus whoever LAFC plays against.
Jagr's going to play until his number, 68. That's when he retires.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Time to get happy, people. Happy 38th birthday, Candace Parker. What a career. Two college titles at Tennessee, three WNBA titles with three different franchises, three Olympic gold medals, and one EuroLeague title. She's also only the only WNBA player to win both Rookie of the Year and MVP in the same season. And she's not done. Candace intends to return to the Las Vegas Aces for her 17th WNBA season. Until then, she'll keep analyzing both men's and women's basketball for TNT and beyond. Happy birthday to my fellow Chicagoan and dear friend.
I got to cover a lot of her games at the 2012 Olympics in London. You could tell that one day she would do television. I didn't know all these years later she'd still be playing and doing television. By the way, you talk about the rookies coming into the WNBA. They had the big draft on Monday. It's a nice thing to shoot for. Rookie of the year and also being the
MVP. And MVP. How about that? Yeah, only Candace has that so far. Long way to go for the others. Happy anniversary, Michael Jordan. Around this day, 26 years ago, you secured your record 10th NBA scoring title after dropping 44 on Frank's Knicks in the regular season finale. That gave MJ a season average of 28.7. Sort of low for him. Shaq could have topped that by scoring 59 in his last game of the season, but he came up short with 33. 10 scoring titles is still the record, three more than Wilt. And the 35-year-old MJ is still the oldest scoring champion ever. After beating the Knickerbockers, he told reporters, quote, "It may well be my last regular season game, but you go and enjoy the moment. The next moment is not promised to you. It may well be, wait for it, the last dance."
You know, Mike, quote. You know, you're cute because you conveniently leave out the fact that Patrick Ewing, Charles Oakley, Larry Johnson didn't play in that game. You conveniently left out the fact that Michael Jordan took 24 free throws because when he played the Knicks, all they did was send him to the free throw line. By the way, about a month earlier, he played what was his last game, Madison Square Garden, scored 42, wore the Air Jordans. But remember a year earlier on the final night of the season, when the Knicks beat your Bulls when they were going for 70 wins, the final shot of the game, Scottie Pippen, three, air ball. Where were you on that one?
You never know. That could have ruined somebody. That could have ruined somebody's wedding night. You never know. Happy trails to UConn for Stephon Castle. UConn's freshman guard is entering the NBA draft. Castle averaged 11 points per game for the season, but that jumped to 18 in the final four wins over Alabama and Purdue. Castle is also known as a strong rebounder and defender. Coach Dan Hurley tweeted, "No freshman impacted winning like this champion." Castle and his enormous teammate, sophomore Donovan Klingon, are projected to be lottery picks. And I'm projecting Castle's going to be the biggest star in this draft. Castle.
Not bad. Alex Caravan also is coming out. So UConn's losing all those players. This is perfect for Danny Hurley because next year he'll have another team, a whole new team. He'll be cocky. He'll be arrogant. And guess what? Going into the tournament, he'll still be one of the favorites because that's how good of a coach he is. He figures out a way.
He'll be a big threat to win again. No doubt. But this Castle. Castle's got it, man.
Yeah.
He's, you know, one error, and, you know, of course it's Frank's. 8 President's Trophy winners have won the cup, Frank, not 3.
My 3 looks like an 8 on my notes.
Oh, okay. I'll let that slide.
I'm in it.
We're running out of show. Let's go to the big finish. Justin Verlander makes his first start of the season tonight at the Nationals. What do you expect, Frank?
I don't think he's going to go 5 innings. You know, it's his first start since Game 5 of the LACS last October 20th. One thing about Verlander, remember, Mike, he still has a chance to maybe get to 300. He's at 257 career wins. Top Pirates pitching prospect Paul Skenes has struck out over 27 over 12 and two-thirds innings in AAA. Are you impressed?
Of course, he's over 100 miles per hour in his fastball. He averaged last night. But you know what? That seems to lead to too many Tommy Johns. Can he just pitch? Let him shape and move the ball? Does it have to be measured in velo all the time? The NCAA approved helmet communication and 2-minute warnings for the upcoming season. You okay with that?
I don't like the 2-minute warning, but I warned it with the communication in the helmet. They're calling it the Connor Stallions rule. Remember? Stealing signals now, it's a lot harder to do. Former Louisville coach Kenny Payne is rejoining John Calipari at Arkansas. Does that make sense?
Yeah, maybe this will be like a rehab assignment. I mean, he was Cal's assistant for 10 years at Kentucky. Maybe he'll get a second chance to do better the next time around. Last one, El Clasico Sunday, Real Madrid versus Barcelona. You excited?
Oh, yeah. By the way, it's on ESPN Plus. You're the big European soccer guy. By the way, Real Madrid advanced to the semifinals of Champions League. Barcelona was knocked out. We could get Real Madrid PSG, Kylian Mbappe in the final. How cool. You know what?
That'd be fun. I'd watch that.
You can afford to go there and watch it.
Television, we're out of time.
Thanks for watching.
We're out of time.
I'm Frank
Thanks
Isola.
For watching.
And he's Michael Wilbon. Have a great weekend, everybody. NBA Countdown.
NBA Countdown.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.